Well, the Beijing Olympics start a week from tomorrow. There are some people who can't wait for the games, but all the hoopla, increased security, and traffic restrictions have left some Beijingers feeling a bit Olympic'd out. A blind Chinese folk singer named Zhou Yunpeng is singing their tune. The World's Mary Kay Magstead caught up with him in a Beijing bar.
Zhou Yunpeng may not be able to see the people in his audience, but he knows how to hold them. With rich vocals, sharp lyrics, and a sly sense of humor, like when introducing this song for a packed audience in a Beijing bar. He says with a grin, "Songs are wanted for the Olympic Games, so I wrote one." Sounds like Frère Jacques, right? It's also the tune to a well-known Chinese nursery rhyme about tigers. Before singing, Joe swings back his long black hair and quips, "A prosperous society is a strong tiger. The voice of the tiger reflects the glory of the state." The song gets more daring as it goes along, and then Joe's tigers attack a sacred cow. Joe says the Olympics are like a tiger's backside. Don't dare touch it. Only he uses a stronger word for backside. The crowd eats it up. The next day, I catch up with Joe in his home and ask what inspired his Olympics ditty.
Our government says we shouldn't make the Olympics political, but the games do bring a lot of inconvenience to ordinary people here, and it really doesn't have anything to do with us. I don't really care about gold medals, and I think ordinary people have a right to express their dissatisfaction and their opinions.
Joe says he doesn't buy all this talk about the Olympics being a coming-out party, a chance to show the world how far China has come.
I think it probably doesn't matter if you want to show yourself to the world or not, because if people's lives are better, and if people have freedom of expression, and people have a free life, this would be the best show to the world. The honor of the state is reflected in ordinary people's lives.
And it's ordinary people's lives that Joe sings about, the people who struggle amidst China's modern glitz, people, he says, like himself. This song is called Buying a House. It says, "Now I must work hard to pay it off. Even if the sky collapses or the earth sinks, I have to work. Even if the sea dries and the stones rot, I have to work." It's been 13 years since Joe took a train to Beijing from his Rust Belt home of Shenyang and started out, a blind man in a strange city, to build a new life. First, it was as a street singer for Loose Change. Now, Joe has a strong following among some of the very well-heeled young urbanites his lyrics lampoon. This one is called The Golden Kanji. It talks about urban dwellers looking down on migrant workers while eating gold and being polite to each other. Some who come to hear Joe call him daring, others call him flippant, and some say his lyrics fall way, way short of the mark of some of his musical idols, Bob Dylan, The Doors, John Lennon. But Zhou Yunpeng has something to say, however he's saying it, and even in Beijing's final moments before the Olympic curtain goes up, some people want to hear it. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.
You can see pictures of Zhou Yunpeng at theworld.org. I'm Lisa Mullins from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH. Thanks for being with us.
把所有的穷人都打晕。